I'm Susan Saunders, live in studio with a very strong individual of mind, body, and spirit, coach and owner of Be Strong Gym, Drew Whitted, with right now his number one protege, who is also a coach at Be Strong Gym, who just came out with a really interesting title that made me want to learn more here at WJBC. That would be the amazing Jessica Kite, who just currently came home with a title to Bloomington of second strongest woman in the world, lightweight division. And she's on the phone with us because she couldn't get here. The car was blocked in by a semi. Drew, couldn't you go lift that semi up out of the way? Are you not strong enough to go, you know, move that vehicle?
Absolutely. That was our plan to begin with.
We'll just tow it right out of the way. Jessica, thanks for joining us on the phone. We missed you here in the studio. Congratulations on your title. Was this a surprise to place in this competition, or did you think you had a shot at it when you went to Florida to compete?
Thank you very much. I did think that I had a shot. Not all contestants made it to day two. It was a two-day competition. So I didn't know how many females were going to make it to day two. So, I mean, my goal was to obviously win.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a really big support system that everyone behind me telling me that I was going to win. I did believe it in my heart. I did plan to place. Yes.
So it's a competition that I know absolutely nothing about. So pardon me while I talk to your coach, a man who has also competed in these competitions here. Drew, please explain to me a strong man, strong woman competition, because you've also been a very successful competitor in that realm.
That's correct. So, strong man, strong woman, what you're looking at is max weight or max reps in 60 seconds most of the time. We use large objects, odd implements, such as a log, which is compared to a barbell. A barbell is 28 millimeters. The log, it's going to be 12 inches around. So, you have to produce a high level of functional strength and balance, coordination, agility to be able to press and move these type of objects. You're primarily looking at pressing, pulling, pushing, and loading anything.
This is a title you have won for your category previously, yes?
As far as what?
Strongman.
Strongman? Yeah, I've taken home some big titles, but nothing like Jessica Kite. She's on the pro level.
Really?
The local circuit, the amateur circuit, I've done well.
Okay. Jessica, was this your first competition? Because I understand you've only been training for 4 years.
Oh, no, I've done a lot of competitions, some from just your local, like, backyard show.
Mm-hmm.
And then so the last biggest show that I did was at the Arnold in 2016, which was the top level that for women. That was the top level at that time at the Arnold, and it was an amateur show, but it was the highest that women could really go.
When you say the Arnold, is that short for Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Yes.
Okay.
There's the Arnold Classic that's held in Ohio, usually the first weekend in March every year.
There is a difference, though, between weightlifting competitions and bodybuilding competitions. For those who don't understand the difference, can you explain that?
Yes. There's lots of difference. I mean, the way we train is completely different. The way we eat is also completely different. Bodybuilding typically will go up on stage in a bikini and flex. For people, you'll spray tan and get fake eyelashes and nails and all the whole nine yards. And you'll go up on stage and you'll just pose, flex your muscles. I actually go up in front of people and I lift weights or I move weights, actually do the lifting. That is what I'm judged upon. If I flex, it's only for fun.
Now, I'm looking at your friend and coach here, Drew, and I don't think I'm seeing any fat on you, sir. I mean, you look like you could also be developed as a bodybuilder. Jessica, I can't see you, nor can the radio audience. Do you look like some of those bodybuilders, or does strength shape your body differently as a woman?
I mean, I definitely look muscular. I would say that I'm not as cut as a bodybuilder or as lean, but you can see my muscle definition.
You were in the lightweight category. So what range is that for a person's size? So you're in a fair competitive spirit.
We have to weigh under 140.4 pounds to be considered a lightweight.
Okay. How tall are you?
I am 5'4" and a half, almost 5'5".
Okay. And when I was talking to Drew off the air, he said, you are an incredible inspiration to a lot of people because 4 years ago you walked into his gym, the Be Strong gym, just looking to lose weight and get into physical shape. And to go from that to all of a sudden being such a high-level competitor is a pretty big journey. What flipped the switch for you that suddenly you wanted to be a competitor?
Well, I mean, there was a lot that went into it. But, you know, initially when I started, I was over 200 pounds. And then I just wanted to lose weight. And then once I started losing weight and, you know, start to develop and see muscles, and I wanted to be strong. And then I just wanted to be very strong. So and I just...
Well, here
kind of happened, I guess.
Here will be the good answer that will help the rest of us understand how successful you are. How strong are you? What kind of weights are we talking about that you were lifting, pushing, and pulling in Florida?
A deadlift medley. Most people are familiar with the deadlift, so I'll go with that. It was a 300-pound axle, which is fatter than a bar. Then we had to deadlift a 350-pound barbell, and then we ended deadlifting a 400-pound frame for reps. We had 60 seconds to do all three implements, and I was able to finish with 21 reps on the 400-pound frame, deadlifting that in 60 seconds. So.
Deadlifting that, and so that means you're putting it over your head? No.
Deadlifting, you just kind of stand up with it to lock out. Hips will be through, shoulders will be locked out, arms straight.
Sorry, my only weightlifting knowledge comes from limited watching of the Olympics, and they were always throwing everything over their head. But
yes, we did have an overhead press. One was a log press. It was 155 pounds, and we had to press it over our head as many times as we could in 60 seconds.
And you went how many times?
From the ground. I took it 5 times in the minute from ground to overhead.
Okay, just out of curiosity, Jessica, what do you do for a living? Is there anything in your job life that helps keep you in this shape on top of the training that you do?
Well, I work at Monocle's Pizza. I am a shift supervisor there, and then I also serve. So not really intensive, hard labor.
No, not at all, unless you're picking up employees every once in a while and setting them where they're supposed to be. Pizzas don't weigh that much.
Drew, they don't like me to do that.
Drew, this is a unique sport, which is why I want to understand more. Do some people just have a natural talent for weightlifting, or can anyone be developed into being a successful, strong person, like super strong?
I believe all talents are and abilities are acquired. Now, some people may be able to get there a little bit faster than others, but anybody willing to work for it can achieve a high level of success in any sport they wish.
Now, when you were coaching Jessica Kite, who's on the phone right now with us here on WJBC, currently now holding the title of second strongest woman in the world for her lightweight division, did you see something in her early on that said, hey, heavy weights could be for you?
What set Jessica apart from most people was her passion. She really enjoys fitness. She enjoys coaching others. And she brings a different type of motivation to each and every training session that most people don't have.
So, Jessica, you strong, strong person you, tell me about a day of training. What does it take to get to this type of level of accomplishment?
Well, I'm getting older, so it usually starts with a pretty good intensive warm-up, about 30 minutes usually to get everything loosened up and moving properly so that I do not injure myself.
Is that a cardio warm-up?
Heavy lifting. No, not usually. Usually more so movements to get the blood flowing. I'll do some band pulls and some push-ups, okay. Some rowing. Different stretching that I do, but not so much cardio. No.
Okay, so 30 minutes warm up, and then?
Then usually followed with about 2 hours of training at least. I'll do some strength lifts, ending with usually like a conditioning workout with different events involved. Drew's been doing my programming leading up to this, so... I, you know, check the page, and there'll be a strength portion that I have to adhere to with different percentages based on my max and what the competition weights are.
So do you get to practice with the same equipment that you use in competition, or do you have to try and just gain as much strength as you can with free weights and machines?
I'm lucky enough to have most of the implements that I need at my gym. They're typically not the same exact implements, but we have kind of replicas of most of the objects. One of the items that we do is a stone of steel, and I was just able to get one of those Be Strong by a Stone of Steel just recently. So I was able to train with the exact implement, which is like a steel ball that we have to put weights in and pick it up and load it over a bar.
And just out of curiosity, what's the average weight you're putting in that during training?
Depending on the competition, this one just called for 150 pounds for rep,
mm-hmm.
Like a 150-pound ball, essentially. But some of the competitions I've gone to have gone up to 225 pounds for lightweight women or in the lighter 200s.
I'm sorry. I lifted a 40-pound bag of dog food the other day and grunted. So, granted, I'm still recovering from an ankle, break this summer, but still I was like, wow, 40 pounds. I really need to work out this. And in here, you're not even 150 pounds, so you're lifting more than your body weight. That's incredible. But there's a whole bunch of people listening that want to know the answer to my following question, which is, if you only had to do one rep, what would be your biggest deadlift? And I want you to think about that answer, and we'll come right back with Jessica Kite and Drew Whitted, two people who really like the success they're having at the Be Strong gym, and we're going to find out more about how you can be strong at home after this. I'm getting to know Jessica Kite on the phone here, along with her coach, Drew Whitted. Be Strong Gym. All right, here's your free advertising, Drew. I hadn't heard of Be Strong Gym. Where is Be Strong Gym in the area?
We are located over at the Crossroads Center.
Uh-huh.
A lot of people know it as the old outlet mall.
Yeah. So you're over there.
Yes.
And anybody can come in and talk to you about joining up and learning if they want to be a competitor in the variety of weightlifting things we're talking about today?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
We mainly do health and weight loss.
Mm-hmm.
They can contact us on Facebook, or they can reach out to me personally as the owner.
Okay, fabulously. Jessica, right now, is she your most successful student, having just come home from a competition in Florida known as...
tough to say. Success is measured on a lot of different levels. We had an adapted athlete, Matt, that stood up and took his first steps in 16 years with a walker.
I think
just
I saw
2 weeks
that
ago.
Picture shared on social media.
Yes, ma'am.
Which was pretty impressive.
Yes, ma'am. I'm no longer known as Drew or the owner of Be Strong Gym. I'm known as the guy who made Matt walk or Jessica Kite's coach, and I love it both. I love both of them. Also, not to mention, we have Ironman athletes, we have fighters, we have competitive rollerbladers, bikers, but just a lot of people that are coming to Be Strong to be more.
Okay. Jessica now has the title of second strongest lightweight female in the world. And I asked off the air, but I didn't get the rest of the story. How many people, Jessica, walking up to you saying, wow, I can tell you're pretty strong. How much can you lift? That seems to be a guy-to-guy question, not a guy-to-girl question or girl-to-girl question. Do people do that to you?
Yes, all the time.
What do you give them as an answer?
Well, depending on the question, but a lot of them, do you work out? And I'm like, yes, I work out. Like, this did not just happen by mistake.
This took a lot of effort.
Yes, a lot of time and effort. So, but yeah, they always, how much do you lift? How much? That's always the question.
Okay, well, what is your answer? Because I'm asking.
Well, depending on the lift, you asked about deadlift. My max 18-inch deadlift, which is a deadlift that starts kind of right below my knees,
mm-hmm.
I've hit 500 pounds.
You are 100 and how much? You body weight?
I compete usually around 140 pounds.
At 140 pounds, you're deadlifting 500, 3.5 plus times your own body weight.
Yes.
Is that safe? Is that safe, or is there ever an amount of weight that could be dangerous to you to lift? Not just back problems or straining, but your hands or your arms just not being able to handle that. Is there a limit?
I plan for this and I train for this, so it's not like that. I'm going in there without the training that I need to get to that point.
Mm-hmm.
Someone starting out, I wouldn't throw 500 pounds in their hand and ask them to lift it. But
well, you could ask them, but they wouldn't do
it. To get to that point, right? Or they might hurt themselves attempting to.
Sure.
But, no, so I feel like I'm trained and able to where the risk of injury is lower.
Okay. Well, congratulations again on both your success and the gym's success. And for anybody that's listening at home that has never gone the route of weightlifting, maybe they've been doing a lot of other physical activity or sadly not any physical activity. How should they get started? Because that's one of the biggest mistakes a lot of people make is they decide, oh, I want to lift weight, and they start out too high. You're a coach. How do you tell people to begin?
Slowly setting goals that are achievable and not unrealistic. Setting smaller goals are easier to reach, and then you can always increase your goals as you reach one goal. You can set another one that's higher or more elaborate or extensive. And, you know, just start at a reasonable level and make a plan and stick with it, stay committed. But most importantly, you know, make a schedule, make time for it, make it a habit, and then it just, and you'll keep at it.
And follow-up question here, Jessica Kite, what's your next goal?
I now have my invite to compete as a professional strongwoman at the Arnold Classic in 2017. So my goal will be to compete with the other professional strong women alongside. There will be no weight classes, so I will be competing against the girls that are 300 pounds or 250 pounds. So we've got some work to do, but competing as a pro on a pro level in the first time ever professional strong woman competition,
that's impressive.
Just getting there, I guess, is good.
It's very impressive. It's been a pleasure to talk to you. I'm sorry because of a badly parked semi you couldn't be in studio with us this morning. But I hope you will come back and talk to us again before you go to the Arnold Classic so we can see what you're up to and be able to cheer you on, okay?
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Drew, for stopping by today. Be Strong Jim. Also, Jessica Kite. And can we follow you on Facebook? Is that a place to do that, Drew?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, where would we? What would we look for?
Be Strong on Facebook. You type that in, our Facebook page will come up. We post on there regularly.